And he's on my case again, and he's challenging for a debate. Now, he's got this computer, and all he does is ride this hobby of divorce and remarriage. Now, here's what, in essence, ladies and gentlemen, here's what he wants to debate. Now, he's challenged about six of us, and I'm second on the list. And he said he'd do it this time, orally or a written exchange. And he wants to debate the divorce and remarriage issue, and my position is, to use an illustration, and I've used it before, that this soldier came home from Vietnam, his wife had divorced him and married somebody else, and this brother's position over in southern West Virginia at Beckley says that if he married again, this soldier, after his wife had put him away and married somebody else, here she was guilty of fornication and living in adultery, that this soldier married, he would be sinning, living in adultery, and go to hell. Now, that's what he is saying. And I don't believe that for one moment, friends, because this soldier could go to Matthew 19:9, which he did several years ago, back during the Vietnam War, and marry again according to what Jesus taught in Matthew 19 and verse 9. Now, that's been my position through the years, that there's only one exception for divorce and remarriage, and that's fornication in Matthew 19:9. And that's what our Lord said, and that's what I believe